Welcome, 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 everybody, back to the Trans Lesson Plan, your go-to podcast for transgender history. I am your host, Mari. And today, as always, we have a fantastic topic for you listening to today. Whether we are here for your daily commute or you just love to check us out, greatly appreciate it. If you are new, welcome to the Trans Lesson Plan. If you are a returnee, thank you for still supporting the Trans Lesson Plan. If you're new and this is your first time listening to the episode and you haven't subscribed yet, please go ahead and do so. We would greatly appreciate if you subscribe to the podcast. Like I said, I do my best to provide you all with some great information with this podcast. It's a history podcast. Keep it short, concise. So with that, I hope you return and that you subscribe to the podcast and take a listen in whenever we drop some brand new episodes for you. We truly have a thought-provoking topic on our agenda today. We'll be diving deep into the compelling yet often glossed over facet of American history, the existence and experiences of transgender children in the antebellum America, a period that spans from the years of 1776 to 1861. This era, also commonly referred to as the pre-Civil War era, was a time of significant and transformative social and political shifts. Exploring the lives of transgender children during this time, pivotal time in history, provides us with a unique and enlightening perspective from which we can better understand the complex history of gender identity and its ongoing evolution. In today's modern society, we have a clear understanding and definition of transgender identity, right? However, during the antebellum era, the concept of transgender identity as we know it today was not explicitly recognized or comprehended. Yet, this does not negate the fact that such identities were present. Historical records provide us with documented cases of children who bravely defined their assigned gender roles, displaying behaviors and expressing identities that deviated from the societal expectations of their time. And looking back, we can interpret these behavior patterns as indicative of what we now understand as transgender behavior. However, the journey for these transgender children was obviously far from easy. The societal norms of their time were rigid and uncompromising, leaving little to no room for deviation or individuality. So transgender children were often met with rejection, discrimination, and a severe lack of understanding and empathy. Yet, in spite of the adversity they faced, they remained true to their authentic selves, thereby gifting us with some of the earliest examples of bravery, resilience, and authenticity. A prime example of this courage is the case of Joseph Lobdell, born as Lucy Ann Lobdell in 1829. Lobdell spent the majority of his life living as a man, refusing to conform to the female gender roles he was assigned at birth. Despite societal norms of the time and illegal, proscriptions against such behavior, Lobdell remained unyielding in his identity. His life offers us a valuable glimpse into the experiences of transgender individuals in the antebellum period, demonstrating the courage and tenacity required to defy societal expectations and live authentically. However, the stories of transgender children from this era are not solely tales of hardship and struggle. They also serve as a testament to the unyielding resilience and behavior of these individuals. Despite facing great adversity, though, they rose to challenge societal norms, question established beliefs, and lay the groundwork for future generations of transgender individuals to live openly and authentically like myself. And possibly, of course, anyone that's listening and is part of the community as well. The influence of these early transgender experiences on a contemporary transgender community is unmeasurable, if you ask me. And the narratives of these transgender children contribute significantly to our understanding of gender identity, effectively debunking the widespread myth, right, that transgender identities are a recent and modern phenomenon. And they serve as a reminder that transgender individuals have existed throughout the annals of history, persisting in the face of societal norms and discrimination. So as we look back into the key points here, this is one of my favorite episodes. I think I probably am going to record until the next favorite comes up. But like I said, back in history, sometimes what we think isn't considered to be part of the community is. Not all, but most. We try our best to keep these documented stories, these oral histories of people, so that we can know that these things existed ahead of time, rather than what, as you just heard me say, is not a recent phenomenon. Transgender individuals have existed throughout history, including, you know, during periods when there was no explicit recognition or comprehension of transgender identities. This includes the antebellum era, a time of significant social and political transformation in America. So despite the lack of terminology or clear understanding of what transgender identity was, these individuals still lived their truths, demonstrating the timeless nature of gender diverse identities. Another thing is that facing rigid societal norms and widespread discrimination, transgender individuals from this historical period displayed immense courage and resilience. Like I said, my notable example of Joseph, who lived majority of his life as a man, despite obviously being assigned a female at birth in 1829, Joseph's tenacity in the face of societal and legal pressures serves as a testament to the bravery that was required to defy societal expectations and give us a life of authenticity. The narratives of transgender individuals from history, like those of the children in the antebellum era, effectively debunked the widespread myth, like I said, of transgender identities being recent or a modern phenomenon. And these historical accounts remind us that diverse gender identities have always been a part of the human experience, regardless of societal recognition or understanding. Now, I will get into an episode of colonization's effect on erasing gender diversity. The reason why is because I had to talk about it next week in a presentation for a client, but I promise you that episode, I'm going in. You know, I want people to understand that I do this podcast to educate and let people know that this has been around forever. And to have done my research on colonization's effect to erase gender diversity, writing up the content for that and my notes for my client, I won't say it pissed me off, but I was very furious to do that research. Now, of course, I knew ahead of time about this, so it's not brand new to me. But like I said, having to do a little bit more deep dive into it to provide actual facts and debunk myths and stereotypes was something, like I said, that had me a little heated. So I'm just going to kind of go out there. But there will be a podcast episode on that too as well. the transgender children of the antebellum era have had a profound impact, paving the way, obviously, for the future generations like myself today. Despite, you know, the adversity that they face, these individuals challenge societal norms. They question the established beliefs and, like I say, laid the groundwork for the future generations like myself. and their actions and experiences have had a lasting influence, shaping right now our current understanding of gender identity, and really even paving a lot more too as well. Like I said, while there has been a substantial progress in recent years towards understanding, accepting, and celebrating these diverse gender identities, there is still a significant amount of work that needs to be done, which we all know. And the narratives of the past, though, reminds us of the struggles faced by the transgender community, highlighting the need for ongoing efforts towards achieving equality and acceptance. These important takeaways invite us to reflect on the complexities of gender identity throughout history, to appreciate the courage of those who defined societal norms to live authentically, and to recognize the ongoing struggles and achievements of the transgender community. As we dive into these historical narratives, we acknowledge the progress of that. Nonetheless, though, we must also recognize the ongoing challenges still faced today in the transgender community and acknowledge the considerable amount of work that still needs to be done. So with that, in totality of this episode, we dove into those, not really all individual stories, but, you know, just highlighting the individual stories. We talk about the stories of transgender children in antebellum America, talking about their lives, their struggles, and the profound impact on society. So with that, that is the end of our episode. You can follow the Translessa Plan on social media at Translessa Plan, no asterisks, of course. If you'd like to follow me, the host, you can follow me at Marwild, that's MAR3IWRLD. Please check out our website. You can go to www.translessaplan.com. That's where you find all of our episodes and any important fancy things on there. And lastly, we will have a Patreon coming soon, which will require, not really require, but which we'll talk about. You'll have a members only type of setup to where you can get longer episodes rather than like the 15 minutes that we normally get here. Episodes that will never air on the Translessa Plan. I said that they're bad, but you know, I gotta give my members a little bit some special and a couple other perks that I like to have on there as well. So stay tuned for the Patreon. I'll release that as soon as I possibly can via social media and on the website as well. So until then, we encourage you to keep exploring, keep questioning, and maintaining an open mind. We extend our heartfelt thanks to the world's universal libraries for being able to provide me with obviously all the content I need to make this podcast doable, especially this episode as well. So with that, I hope everyone has a great rest of your day. If it is the weekend for you, the weekend. And I will see you all back here on the next episode of the Translessa Plan. See you later.